This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. As at, you know, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let me rehook this up just because I always like this part of the introduction just because I just dig it. Let's undo that. Let's do this and let's play this. Let's make sure this is going to play. There we go. You've heard this. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. Yes. Joining me again from Spikes Tactical is Kit Cope. Good evening, sir. We got Kip. I know we got Kip.
Here I am.
I hear, I think he might need to be turned up.
All right.
Okay.
Do we have me figured out? Do we have me figured out yet?
We got you figured out, Kip. We know it. We know it's you. We know it's you. Now, let me ask you a question. Did Spikes Tactical, were Spikes Tactical rifles carried at Dick's Sporting Goods?
Negative.
Typically, with a shop like a big box store, like say Dick's, with that kind of purchasing power, how do they buy guns if they decide they want to carry a gun? How do they get guns in their stores?
First of all, very inexpensively.
Yeah.
They've got that big buying power, which means they buy large volumes, which kind of forces manufacturers to cut prices pretty deep. They have purchasers that decide what they want to carry. And then you contract with them for a certain amount of firearms per quarter, and that's pretty much that easy.
Yeah. So did Dick's carry anything of the long, which Dick's Sporting Goods gave up on AR-15 type rifles after Sandy Hook. So let's put that one aside.
Yeah, they haven't carried them since 2012.
And they had apparently some Field and Stream stores that were still carrying them, and I don't know how many they were. But do shops like that, do big box stores, they carry anything along the caliber of a Spikes Tactical rifle?
Not even close. Even when they did carry them, it was the lower end stuff, the M&Ps.
Right. Would we consider what they carry to be at least mil-spec?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so these are very viable weapons. And do they own them? If they're in the stores, do they own them? Are they on some line of credit or consignment, or do they not get paid for unless they sell?
They'll do typically they've got, they do have terms, but, you know, those terms are usually 60 or 90 days. So, yeah, eventually they do own them.
Right. So Dick's has come out and decided they're going to destroy the ones, whatever they have in inventory. Now, what did they do with the ones that they stopped carrying in 2012, 2013? Do we even know about that?
They of course have offered no information on that. I mean, I would assume that they returned them and recouped their losses.
So
this whole destroying, it's just a really weird business model.
Isn't that going to result in a loss of some sort?
You know what? I think that it's not gonna result in the kind of loss that they're perpetrating. I think they want it to look like they're taking this huge loss just to do the right thing. But they don't really have anything in there anymore since 2012. So really, it's just grandstanding. It's just popping off with very, very little action on their part anyway. They just want to make news.
They're also going to, destroy any and all accessories that go with the AR platform that they keep in stock.
Right. Assault style. Oh. The assault style, which I think is a completely ridiculous term in its own right. I'm tired of the whole assault style. if I shoot you with a Winchester 30-30, that just became an assault weapon.
But that makes it sort of a subjective term, doesn't it? It only applies to
Absolutely.
Things actually used in an assault. For example, a mailbox uprooted to use to bash somebody's head in could be an assault weapon at that point, right? Or the weapon
assault. There are more people assaulted with hammers every year than there are assaulted with rifles.
Right. So as a manufacturer, and I don't know what name brands Dick's used to carry. I've never bought anything firearm related at Dick's. I haven't bought anything related to anything at Dick's since they made their little grandstand back in 2013. I would imagine they own or were carrying more than one name brand and everything else. And this is them just trying to, I guess, look okay or politically correct or something. But as a manufacturer, when you look at this, I mean, Do you sit back and just say to yourself, you know, we're already so highly regulated. How much worse can it make? Oh, they can make it worse for themselves. They can destroy their own brand by doing this, because I think Dick's is on the downward slope right now as far as profitability after this latest
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely, which would make sense of why they're trying to get into some headlines, why they're trying to exploit the whole populism of the whole movement.
Well, I refer to the AR platform. I like the way the Department of Homeland Security described them when they did their requisition a few years back. They refer to them as personal defense weapons.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that I like so that. Much more
I would
gooder.
Agree with that.
I like that so much more gooder, but I'm just looking at some of this stuff that's coming out. The other thing I thought about, with all of these church security teams popping up now, all of these teams that are in states where they are allowing armed teachers to be in place, why wouldn't they actually do where the research points and donate some of these AR-type rifles to schools and to churches?
Oh, but that would negate the whole purpose, which is getting rid of the guns.
Oh, yes, of course. Well,
yeah. Yeah, don't get it confused. The actual goal is getting rid of the gun.
All of those notions. I'm just trying to. I know I should never bring logic into some of these discussions just because it's a waste of time for us to introduce it, isn't it? Just an absolute waste of time. Anyway, we're getting ready to go into first break now. Spikes Tactical is the actual builder of the Kyle commemorative rifle that's going to be raffled off first week in May in Fort Worth. And whoever gets that is going to get something special. But if you think that's the only special rifle they make, you haven't been to Spikes Tactical. You need to go to SpikesTactical.com and take a look at some of the stuff they carry, because everything they build legitimately is a special rifle. My guest from Spikes Tactical is Kit Cope. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical this evening. Let me ask you a question. Yeah, with the components that go into a spiked rifle, at some point, I'm sure, there was a whole bunch of R&D that went into this. Now I'm sure you've gotten to a point now to where if you decide to come out with another model of gun and you decide to use a combination of parts, some of them you've already used on other models. You know they have a track record. You're confident with them. Typically, though, if you're going to build a gun that is going to be a new Spikes rifle, how much lead time are we talking about? Like, from, you know, you conceptualize it and then you start putting it together. Once it's the prototype is put together, how much time is spent with that gun making sure it's going to go the Spikes way?
Oh man, it's a lot. We've actually got the R&D never stops, because even though we have a rifle that runs like a sewing machine, we're still trying to make it run like a sewing machine with turbos. We've got actually a couple of new items that we're working on bringing to market here in the next couple of months. One of these items, I shot for the first time 6 months ago.
Right.
And we haven't actually put it out yet, because while it runs good, we're trying to make perfection. So, we're doing barrel testing at the moment to see which barrel is best on the platform. It goes through a lot of boxes that need to be checked. And at the same time, we've got, an aerospace engineer doing most of the R&D. An aerospace Right. engineer that has been shooting for his entire life.
Right. That's an interesting guy to have to do all that R&D. Now, is there some industry standard that you guys strive to meet? Have you guys put your criteria together beyond that? Because one thing I hear about handguns for some reason that always seem to have, everybody is captivated by the idea that a handgun should be drop safe, that you should be able to drop it and let it hit anywhere, and it's not going to go off, and you can abuse it and do all these other things to it, and it can take multiple impacts and not go off. I don't hear about that for rifles. I've never heard of that being a factor for rifles, and it probably has to do with the way they're built and everything. But is there like an industry standard you try to meet, and have you guys made it more rigorous with the Spikes way, or is it just pretty much left up to the manufacturers? How does that work?
So the industry standard for most thing is that word, that mil-spec word.
Right.
Fortunately, we have gone well beyond that standard, that military standard. The thing is with mil-spec is you've got hundreds of thousands of armed forces soldiers with all kinds of different tendencies and all kinds of different abilities, and you've got to make a rifle that is, that's good enough for all the kind of mess ups and scenarios and, foreign objects and all of that stuff that you could imagine. So the tolerances are a little bit looser, for a mil-spec rifle.
Right.
And so we've got the mil-spec version, and then we've got pretty much the most of our rifles, which are quite a few steps tighter than that mil-spec.
Now, a tighter gun would be, that's going to give you more accuracy, yeah?
Yeah. It is definitely going to give you more accuracy. You get less noise that the gun's not supposed to make.
Right. Now, isn't mil-spec another way of saying that it isn't going to break till this point? We've tested it to this point, and it's not going to break to this point. And with the military, when they're buying mil-spec weapons, they're also buying parts and classes for their armors and everything else. So they expect them to break, and it all becomes a matter of how cheaply can you get the mil-spec, can you get in under that mil-spec bar, right? So with Spikes, do you actually have mil-spec guns, or
we have parts that that we label mil-spec, but in that, that is the basically using mil-spec as a term of yes, this exceeds the bare minimum of military standards.
Right. So, with you, with your guns, like, do you have different levels of testing that you put them through? Like, if it's one of the PHU guns or a gun on par with the Kyle rifle, does that go through more stringent testing than, say, the entry-level rifle?
No, actually, all of our rifles go through basically every bit of testing that we can figure out. And there's a couple of guys that really love to abuse rifles, and we just kind of toss one over there, let them have their worst at it.
Yeah.
And if they find something that we can improve, well then that's actually a happy day. But yeah, they all go through a huge list, including the drop test, since everybody's so excited about the whole drop test thing. So when we're doing the testing, we need to make sure that we can chuck that thing and that it'll still hit where we want it to hit when we want it to hit it.
When you pick it back up and dust it off and everything else.
Sure.
You don't know about this, but last night, Lincoln made provisions for me to be at your thing in Fort Worth.
Oh, awesome.
When you give away
which,
that gun.
Which our thing?
The Kyle. The Kyle.
Oh,
commemorative thing?
Yep.
Yep.
The Chris Kyle thing?
Yep.
Cool.
So, going to be there. So, I'll get to actually, will that rifle be there? Will I actually get to see that? Wow.
That rifle will be there.
Wow. Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah. You can fondle it.
I can fondle it, but I will have to give it back. So that's perfectly understandable. That's a one-of-a-kind rifle, and I like it. But Spike
Unless,
Tactical,
of course, you happen to win it.
Well, I've got one you've made or you've set up, so I'll be very happy with that one.
Yes, you will.
When it gets here, I'll be very happy with it. We'll be right back. My guest is Kit Cope from Spike's Tactical. Go to spikestactical.com. This is Lock and Load. Story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Joined this evening by Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. Did you see this today, Kit, in the land of Florida? The Tuesday break-in, the home invasion. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
This happened
in my new home state.
On Glen Street, Mary, Florida. A mobile home park where five young intruders claiming to be police broke down the front door at 4 a.m., first intruder wore a mask and shouted sheriff's office from outside the trailer before breaking the front door open. When they heard the break-in, two of the three men staying in their mobile home, one armed with an AR-15 and another with a handgun, confronted the criminals with open fire in self-defense. The armed victim shot more than 30 rounds, killing the gunman who wore a mask, Corey Larmore, and wounding two others, William Larmore and an unidentified 16-year-old. So,
okay.
There was a 30-round firefight in a mobile home in Florida where they had to use an AR-15 to repel bad guys for a change. And you who have to fight on every front, it has been so hard to find info on this. You didn't know about this yet, did you?
I did not know about this. This one's probably kept a little quiet. Good guys with guns? Wait, what?
And, facing armed intruders who kicked in the door at 4 a.m.
The entire thing, it makes perfect sense that I had not heard of this one yet. Because the whole thing, the entire thing from the crisis actor kids to the, am I allowed to say that?
I don't care.
Am I gonna, Am I going to cross that?
Are you talking about David Hogg? No, well, I don't, not with anybody I know. Yeah. You're talking about David Hogg.
You know,
yeah.
Whether he is or not, you know, it sure appears there's enough evidence to it to be skeptical, I'll say. But the entire thing, it's not a new, the whole school shootings thing, it's not an epidemic. The whole thing is not, it's not an epidemic. It's actually decreased about 70% since the early 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
In 1997 alone, there were 6 mass shootings at schools. But you didn't, the whole country wasn't in an uproar about it. Because it's the media that has changed. It's not the events. The events have actually subsided somewhat. It's the media that's changed.
Well, I think you and I talked about
the
this
fact
one time.
That I didn't know about this home invasion thing is because the media has changed and focused not on. Remember when it used to be? It used to be when you were a kid, you thought, man, nobody ever gets away with a crime because the news and TV shows and movies was all about the good guys getting the bad guys. Never, ever did you hear it. Oh, bad guys did some really bad stuff and got away or something like that. It was all about the good guys beating the bad guys.
Yep.
And that has changed.
That was during the time of the Huntley-Brinkley report, which may still be before your time. But, you know, it works out to be, I think, about 4 deaths per year is what it breaks down to over the last 38 years that we've tracked these kinds of things. And it, like you said, it is not an epidemic. There has been Columbine, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, Parkland.
Yeah, and you're still talking about that's a 10-year span.
Yeah, well, it's more than that. I mean, Columbine was in the 90s, so it's
plus years. Which was actually a much more violent decade than the 2000s.
Yeah. In terms of crime, yes, it was. But when...
Yeah, in terms of school shootings.
Yes, but the thing that, you know, I've been looking at, I take what's happening in school now, and I look and I compare this to, like, this YouTube shooting. You got this YouTube personality who is sort of a weirdo, and she just rationalized in her head, well, they've cut my stuff, so I'm going to go there and shoot them. And then she did that. And even though the cops intercepted her on the way, they still let her get by because she hadn't done anything yet. And then she got there. She bought a gun on the way in. And then she went in there and shot him. And this, you know, how many people lost their job in the 50s and the 60s? And how much violence was there during the Great Depression, for that matter, besides organized crime? Organized crime, I mean just regular run-of-the-mill, just, hey, I just lost my job, so I'm going to go in here and shoot up everybody that works where I work. So it's not the guns. It is the media to a certain extent, but it's all, the media has stirred up the culture. The media has made it okay. Media, I mean, when you've got a guy, you got a kid, you're talking about that David Hall kid, the crisis actor, he hung up on Trump. And then he bragged about hanging up on Trump. And I did something earlier this week. I talked about another 17-year-old in our history that would have loved to have had a Spikes tactical weapon when he was working when he was in his trade during World War II. I talked about Audie Murphy.
Audie Murphy.
Yeah, 5 foot, all 5 foot five, 17-year-old, lying about his age to get into the Army, Audie Murphy. And I just compared him to David Hogg, who's 18 now. I was a little concerned because his birthday was April the 12th. If it had been, my birthday was April the 16th, so if we'd had the same birthday, I would have been upset a little bit over that one. So I'm glad his birthday's earlier than mine.
You can still own it.
I owned it before he was around, so that's probably older than his parents, which I actually sort of enjoy that. But, you know, here we have this incident. And this will be the same thing as Sutherland, Texas. If it gets out at all, it'll be swept under the rug just as fast as they can because they used an AR-15 to defend themselves.
Yeah.
I wonder how old they were. That doesn't say, because if they bought it prior to this new law where you have to be 21 to buy it, I guess it probably saved their lives at your politicians had not puckered up and decided that they had to do something. Somebody's got to do something. So that's a good
thing. If they don't, the citizens will.
I'm glad they persevered. Those young people, wherever they were, I presume they were young. They were living in a trailer park, which sounds like they're young people. They're a bunch of guys living together.
Yeah, a bunch of guys. Typically, that's a young guy thing.
I have never in my adult life gotten out there and said, I think I'm going to throw out my family and get me some guy roommates. That just never has happened.
Yeah, no, it doesn't happen.
That just has never happened with me.
Once you get to that age where you figure, you know what? You know what's way cooler than hanging out with my buddies? Like an awesome chick. That's way cooler. But that comes with age.
Yeah.
And then you kind of figure that out.
Now, when we get back, I'm going to talk to Kit about some. I want to talk to you about what the process is to bring something to market. A lot of people bring things to market just as fast as they can, and then
they
regret it. For some reason, it's better to get it out there fast than it is to get it out there whole. I've never heard about that, and I want to know about what Spikes Tactical does to this.
Oops.
And how they keep that from happening. I've got a pretty good idea of how that works, but I just want you to put it out there. SpikesTactical.com, they have the parts, they have the completed uppers, they have completed lowers, they have completed rifles. Any manner of way that you want to build a rifle, whether one part at a time, one half at a time, get it right now. And all of their rifles are, they have the Pipe Hitters Union brand of rifle that's looks pretty hardcore, but that doesn't surprise me about that kind of a collaboration. And then there's the regular Spikes Tactical? Is that even a term that we should use? I'm not even going there.
I don't even think we have one that's just the rifle.
There you go. We're going to be right back. Kit Cope is my guest. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Last time on the firing line, we are talking to Kit Cope of Spikes Tactical. Now, with the, for example, let's use the Kyle commemorative rifle. How far out did you guys begin to envision this rifle? How far, how much time has been in the construction of this?
So that rifle was actually Lincoln's baby.
Right.
Mr. Lincoln Osiris over at the Pipefitters Union. He's the one that dreamt that guy up. And then due to our close relationship, brought it to us and said, okay, you know, these are all the awesome things that you did with the Pipe Hitters Union rifles. Let's do one again for this very special Chris Common Mortar rifle.
Yeah.
That was only about 3 months, 4 months ago, but we had basically just taken all of the best of our components and just, you know what, let's just make this one-off thing a super Chris Kyle rifle.
But I mean, like the finish that's on the gun, that had to go somewhere to get done. The laser engraving that you did on the gun, that had to go somewhere.
Yes, sir. That went to Border Pine Industries.
Right.
Up in Montana. They did the laser engraving. And then, which, when you see the rifle, laser, like the term laser engraving, doesn't really do it a justice.
Right.
Because you usually think of, like, you know, a logo or something. Etched into the metal, but this thing is actually, like, he took away the negative space, so it's like protruding from the mag. It's gorgeous.
Right.
And then he had Montactical do a custom colored Riptile paint job. And that kind of, when you see it, especially when you see it live, you'll realize how much time that thing took to make it as perfect as it is.
Comparing that to, say, a PHU rifle that you were putting together that you and Lincoln had envisioned, and it was a brand new ground-up rifle. So 3 months to put together a specialty rifle that is really a statement, but it's still going to be a functioning rifle, versus a gun you guys intend to sell and do more than one of. How much time would start from ground-up from that?
Oh, man. well, let's see. We've got about... 19 or 20 months into a rifle that will probably take another few months to come out.
Right.
But that's going to be an earthshaker. Once that comes out, it's going to change the game, because it's going to open up an area where people didn't realize the game was played. We've also got our, like, for instance, we have our Recluse, right, which is our 9mm integrally suppressed carbine.
Right.
Well, that pistol caliber carbine was designed specifically in the arrangement that it comes in. I mean, that was designed to be an integrally suppressed, a super pistol caliber carbine. The other pistol caliber carbines that we're coming out with that should actually hit the website in a couple of days. We've got our 9mm, and even though we've had the Recluse, we made it had to be a completely different rifle. So we've had the basic technology down, and then we're just now coming out with our standard or unsuppressed, pistol caliber carbines. Those will be hitting in the next few days. So that's another, call it, year and a half that it took to get that thing going.
Right. So a lot of time.
And it's not like we're reinventing the wheel here.
No.
You know, technologies are already there. It's just about taking that technology to another level.
Now, I'm presuming that in the course of trying to put one of these things, we're taking these technologies that you know have worked in various combinations. Do you ever put anything together where it just doesn't work as it should, that you
have
to then take a really hard look at it and say, okay, well, this is this way, this is that way. We need to loosen this up. We need to tighten that up. We need to refit this. Is that more of a rule of thumb than an occasional thing?
Oh yeah, I think that if you don't run into a few of those, I mean, and when I say a few of those, I mean a few of those on every project.
Right.
If you don't run into a few of those, you're not trying to push the limit hard enough. You're just doing what's already been done.
That's a good way of, I guess that is the best
so
way.
So we've had, I've seen entire projects that were all the way to a shooting model, a highly functioning model that just wasn't getting accurate enough. And I've seen it thrown in the waste bin, and let's start again from scratch.
Pistol calibers in the AR and on the AR platform. How much of a demand is there for those?
Man, it's kind of the hottest thing on the internet, at least. But as far as what competitive dudes and sports shooters and that's what everybody's talking about. And I actually didn't really get the love for it originally. I figured, okay, well, there's an MP5.
Right.
And that's like the golden standard. I've shot an MP5. Yeah, it was pretty fun. But, you know, it's still just a giant pistol. Just a pistol that's way too big.
Yeah.
And then I got my hands on a Recluse. And and instantly fell in love. Now it's so much fun. Now, I mean, it's also a pistol with the versatility of a rifle. So you've got, you know, still the capability for like law enforcement to use and that kind of thing, but it's just so much fun.
Is the beauty of it just having
like
the one caliber
that has no recoil that's still sending a 9mm bullet? It's awesome.
How hot is it coming out of the end of that barrel?
So the Recluse is so it's integrally suppressed, so you can run regular hot ammo, standard hot ammo, and by the time it comes out, it is subsonic and already quiet. You don't have to spend that extra, you know, extra 20 cents a round to get the subsonics.
I'm looking at it right now. It is a very nice, but it is a Title II. So you do have to pay for the suppressor.
It is. That's why,
you have to pay for the suppressor.
Like I said, the unsuppressed version, or the version where you can, you know, just add your own suppressor later.
Yeah.
Which is what I would prefer, you know, as opposed to having a non-suppressed. Those are actually, we're done with the development. They are being manufactured. And they will be on the website, lickety-split.
That is something. I'm going to have to talk you into sending me something that I can shoot and film that one. That one, we'll have to have a discussion on that. Very shortly, you will be able to, if you're in Dallas, in Fort Worth, they're going to be, you guys are going to be at NRA as well as in Fort Worth doing the event and everything else. So,
yes, sir.
Spikes Tactical, I'm going to be hanging out with them a few times. And the first weekend of May. So thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me once again. And just before you leave the whole Dallas thing, we've also got a little pewing to do out there that may be a good time for you to put your hands on a Recluse.
That would be a real fine time. We'll have to do that. Thank you, sir. We will talk soon.
All right.
Back again. Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I cared. I beg my boss water talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.